Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Chicago's Black Business Radio Network.com. All Black, all news, all you. Listen to Classroom DNA with Miss Phyllis Austin and Touch It Up with Molly B. Weekly. Visit us at Chicago's, that's Chicago with an S, Chicago's Black Business Radio Network.com for showtimes. Interested in joining us as a broadcaster? Send us an email at cbbn2012@gmail.com for details. That's cbbn2012@gmail.com for details. I'm Sonia Cassandra Perdue, executive producer.
Okay, welcome to Classroom DNA with Phyllis Austin, increasing and reaching your child's full potential. Each week, our objective is to help you as a parent, guardian, or loved one, direct the path of a young person by empowering you with knowledge and understanding. Each week, you will be enlightened and move into a position of positive parental involvement and influence. I am Phyllis Austin, and I am the founder of the National Parent Education Center.
Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, all Black, all news, all you.
Author Lenore M. Johnson comes to her new book, 101 Strategic Job Search Marketing Tips, the helpful checklist guide to all things considered workforce readiness and social media smart. This readiness guide attempts to assist the job seeker with a plan to better your career with the use of digital technology and social media. So purchase your copy of 101 Strategic Job Search Marketing Steps at Amazon.com. Also available for Kindle and Audible downloads. These books are flying off the shelves, so make sure you get your copy at www.amazon.com.
Would you like to lower your gas and energy bills and earn free energy just by referring friends and family? Let Ambit Energy save you money. We offer guaranteed savings on your energy and gas bills and free energy if you refer 15 customers. Visit us at freeenergyuniversity.com or call us now at 312-498-1324. That's 312-498-1324.
Who wants a job or business that doesn't work? When you've tried everything and you haven't succeeded, try something new. Try Solove. Solove, the first true social commerce company ever created. Save money and even make money. Turn being social into commerce. Visit tour.smartsocialphone.com today. Visit tour.smartsocialphone.com today. That's tour.smartsocialphone.com.
Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, all Black, all news, all you.
Okay, sorry about that. Welcome back. I'm Phyllis Austin, and I'm the founder of the National Parent Education Center, where we educate parents on education, help parents create quality education for their child, and advocate with parents on educational issues. Welcome. Oh, hello. Just something in my throat just came on at the beginning of the show. So I want to thank you for being with us today. Today on Classroom DNA with Phyllis Austin, we want to talk about grades. You know, today in the area that I live in, DeKalb County, Georgia, September 15th, which is Monday, progress reports will be going home. And a grade is an indicator. It's an evaluation indicator. It has nothing to do with how your child was assessed or the assessment. In this show, we want parents to get a better understanding of how grades can be assessed. I want you to ask yourself two questions. Do you know how your child's grades were assessed? Do you know what level of assessment was used? Was it high-order thinking or low-order cognitive development? For example, if I taught you about the immune system and cancer, I can ask you, I can test you and say, ask, what is the immune system or what is cancer? Or I can ask you, is cancer caused by a deficiency in the immune system? Agree, disagree, defend your position. in that second question scenario, you will have to admit that we are talking about high order thinking. You have to defend your position. So as these grades come home, and they start to come home, depending on where you live in the United States, some of you will start to see grades, and already you should have been witness to assignment grades. You have to ask yourself, am I being misleading? Because this is when the misleading starts. When you get a grade, when you see your child's grade, you as a parent have to do one of two things. You have to either believe in the grade or not believe in the grade. So their decision really is a decision of how involved you as a parent will be. How involved as a parent do you want to be in your child's education? The decision you will make to believe in that grade or not will affect your child's positioning in life. That's the decision you're about to make. So as you look at these grades, that's what I'm asking you to do. Make a decision, because it's yours to make. And I'm going to talk later in my perspective about how we fail to make the right decisions about how our child is positioned. And in our failure as parents and guardians to do so, we limit that child from reaching their full potential. So welcome to Classroom DNA with Phyllis Austin. And if you have a question or comment, please feel free to call in. The number is 347-855-8603. Again, that's 347-855-8603. I want to tell you a story about my oldest child in this area of believing or not believing. When we first moved to Georgia, he was a C student according to Chicago Public Schools. After moving here and being in a school for approximately 2 months, when he got his grades, he was an A student. Now, I had to make a choice. Did I believe that or did not? How come he was a C student 3 months earlier and now he's this miraculous A student? And I went to the school, his father and I, and the school stated, your son is doing great. He's on the principal's honor roll. And my question to the teacher was, how? How could he make the principal's honor roll? It was amazing to me because I knew my child and I knew this child could not have possibly transitioned to an A student. And what I found out was the school system was using an approach called a whole language approach. They weren't teaching phonics. They were teaching this whole language approach. And I want to interject something for the parents and guardians who are listening, especially of young children. It's imperative that if your child is under or in the grades K through 3, third grade, that you inquire what reading method is being used. Because the whole language approach gives the child credit when, even if the child is not spelling or sounding the words correctly. If the word is here, I hear you, and the child spell it as H-E-R-E, then it's okay, even if the child didn't spell it as H-E-A-R. So it was amazing to me that my child was getting these grades. And at that time, I had to make a decision. When we returned home, took him to the side, and I said, look, we are going to keep the standards that you are accustomed to and was used in CPS, Chicago Public School System. Ever since then, not only with that child, but with the other one, if my children would bring home an A, it would become a question of it being a real A or a Georgia A. Sounds a little bit harsh. But I knew that it was a matter of affecting his positioning for life. If I would allow him to be misled into thinking that he earned the grade, which he didn't, he will believe that he is at a much better position. So that's what we're talking about. Right now, millions of people will start to get grades. I was going to say right now, this week. And you as a parent have to decide, are you going to believe that grade or aren't you? And it's not that particular decision. We can't pigeonhole it into taking away the gravity, because what you're really deciding is how involved you're going to be in your child's positioning for life. You're listening to Classroom DNA with Phyllis Austin, and we'll be right back.
Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, all black, all news, all you.
Black America, why are we still afraid? Black America, Asking Ourselves the Tough Questions by Sonia Cassandra Perdue is now available on Amazon.com or at askingourselvesthetoughquestions.info. Can you answer the tough questions? Pick up your copy today on Amazon.com or at askingourselvesthetoughquestions.info. And let's get tough.
Have you been injured in a car crash, slip and fall, or dog bite incident? Has a loved one been injured or killed as a result of birthing negligence, nursing home neglect, or a work accident? Legal-Chicago.com helps Chicagoans find the right lawyer for free. Our work is making clients whole after they've been wronged by the negligence of others. Our work is connecting Chicagoans with the right lawyer for their case. Legal-Chicago.com's mission is to put cash into clients' hands. Legal, the hyphen symbol, Chicago.com. Visit Legal-Chicago.com for a free consultation and membership to our network of attorneys.
Have you always wanted to start your own business, but don't know where to begin? Well, awaken the entrepreneur in you. Join us for the 7th biannual Self-Employment Expo, September 27th at the Kroc Center Chicago, located at 1250 West 119th Street. Explore dozens of business ownership and entrepreneurial opportunities. Learn from industry leaders by attending marketing, financial, and business empowerment seminars. Register online at selfemploymentexpo.com. If you'd like to showcase your business, there are still exhibit spaces available. Go to selfemploymentexpo.com. That's selfemploymentexpo.com. And remember, the Self-Employment Expo is always free to attend. Just register online at selfemploymentexpo.com. We'll see you on September 27th, where we will awaken the entrepreneur in you.
Welcome to Chicago's Black Business, Business Radio Network.com. All black, all news, all you. Listen to Classroom DNA with Miss Phyllis Austin and Touch It Up with Molly B. Weekly. Visit us at Chicago's, that's Chicago with an S, Chicago's Black Business Radio Network.com for showtimes. Interested in joining us as a broadcaster? Send us an email at cbbn2012@gmail.com for details. That's cbbn2012@gmail.com for details. I'm Sonia Cassandra Perdue, executive producer.
Okay, welcome back to Classroom DNA with Phyllis Austin, and I am Phyllis Austin, the founder of the National Parent Education Center. We left off talking about grades. This week in DeKalb County, Georgia, students will start receiving their grades. And already, as a parent or guardian, you should have started receiving grades on various assignments that your child has completed. Or we're going to question that completion. Let me explain to you what a grade is. A grade is only an evaluator indicator. It has absolutely nothing to do with how a child was assessed. So as I stated earlier, if I taught your child about cancer or an immune system, I can say, what is cancer? What is the immune system? That will require low-order thinking. Or I can say, is cancer the result of a deficiency in the immune system? Agree, disagree, defend your position. That's high-order thinking. So when your child earns a grade, we don't know how that child was assessed. We don't know if the child was assessed based on right or wrong, if the child was assessed because they submitted an assignment or they attempted to do an assignment. When your child is given a grade on assignment, we don't know if there were redos, mulligans, how many times the assignment was done or how many chances did the child was given to do the assignment. These are the things that we have to ask. These are the questions we have to look at, what was behind the A. So when your child receives an A, something should go off in your head as a parent. Something should click. Either you're going to say, yeah, I knew he was smart, or how do you get that grade? Now, you might not vocalize it, but that's what's going to come across. And I told you a story earlier that when my child was given an A, what came across to me was, how in the heck did that child earn that grade? Because I knew my child's abilities at that time, how that child was positioned in their academics at that time. And as parents, when we fail to acknowledge how a child is positioned, we fail to adequately lead that child into reaching their full potential. So I invite you to call in. And with a question or comment, our call-in number is 347-855-8603. Again, that's 347-855-8603. If you purchased a book from Parent to Power, wrote a book called From Parent to Power. And if you go into Chapter 4, one of the topics I cover is about what we call grade inflation. And I talk about how grade inflation starts. It starts with an assignment being given. And that assignment can be assessed at low cognitive development or high cognitive development. I introduce you to a term called Bloom's taxonomy. And it is a triangle. And it talks about the various levels of high order thinking, the top three levels. Are the levels that you want your child to be constantly engaged in. If your child is engaged at the top three levels at about 80%, then your child is receiving quality education. If your child is engaged in less than 80%, your child is probably not receiving quality education. So for the parents who are listening, one thing that I tell you, look at Chapter 4, study it, because also in Chapter 4, I give you a table and give you an example of how to analyze or assess each assignment based on whether that assignment was independent or if it was an assignment that was given in group or collaboration with other students. These are the things that you need to know. So, when you go into Bloom's taxonomy, you start to ask yourself as a parent, wait a minute, I need to know more about this grade. And the great thing about Bloom's taxonomy, you have code words. If it says match, a matching skill is a low order cognitive skill. If it says give the definition of, okay, define. Those are low-order cognitive skills, as opposed to agree or disagree, compare and contrast, summarize, analyze, interpret, okay, defend, paraphrase. You get into more higher-order thinking skills. And at the top, you start talking about evaluate, create, synthesize. These are code words for high-order thinking skills. So you as a parent, you need to start inquiring what is behind the A. Because what we don't want is for a child to think that they are positioned one way, and they're not. Okay? Yeah, you know, we quite often talk about great inflation. And I remember what a colleague stated. A student came to her and said, "Can I redo the assignment?" And she said, "You can't redo the assignment. That leads to great inflation." Okay? And now, let's look at that statement. She said, if you redo the assignment, get a high grade, basically you probably remember the assignment. You memorize it, what the correct answers are, and your grade is inflated. She didn't say that there wouldn't be opportunity to test your knowledge on that subject. And I love this about my colleague, because I remember what she would do. She would say, look, if a kid come to her and want to increase the grade, this was the same method I used, we will give them another opportunity to show their skill level or their knowledge and understanding. We wouldn't give them the same opportunity, because the more times you give a child the same assignment to do over and over again, you're creating a condition in education that we call grade inflation. So I want you, when you get your grades, you have to make a decision as a parent. You have to ask yourself, do I believe in this grade that my child has earned, or do I need to get involved? Because that's what you're really asking yourself. You're listening to Classroom DNA with Phyllis Austin, and today we're talking about great grades, but you need to know what's behind the A or the B. One thing that I like to remind parents of that we don't think about when we are looking at grades, grades are not the same across the nation. The grading scale is not the same. Remember I talked about earlier about that Georgia A or that Chicago A? The school that I attended in Chicago, an A was a 95. In Georgia, in most of the public school districts, an A is a 90. So if your child is receiving a 90, okay, in Georgia, across the board, they make all 90s, they will have a 4.0 average. However, if they make those grades across, say in Chicago, and the child attends the school in Chicago in which a 95 is an A, their grade is going to be a 3.0. You have to know as a parent what's behind the A. How was that A earned? What was the assessment? Okay? An assessment and an evaluation are two different things. You have to know what knowledge was being assessed and how it was being assessed. So, I ask you to refer to Bloom's Taxonomy. Google it, look it up, purchase the book from Parent to Power, because I will quite often refer to that book because of the concepts that I discuss in the book. Not only Bloom's Taxonomy, but Multiple Intelligence and Learning Styles. And when you look at Bloom's Taxonomy, you have those code words. So you as a parent, it's a start. You have a place to start. You can start looking at your child's assignment and say, wait a minute, my child is being asked to do low-level thinking skills, okay, tasks that require low-level thinking skills. I need my child to start doing higher level thinking skills. So I need to start looking at these other words, okay, and I need to inquire with the teacher, okay, I see a lot of words that are like match, define, recall. These are low-level. Now, I bought this book, From Parent to Power, and in it is that these are the high-level questions to bring out the high-level cognitive development. Why is it, or how do we start to develop my child's high-order thinking skills, and what can I do as a parent? So now you as a parent will start to understand what is behind the A and how the work is being assessed, okay? When we return, I will give you my educational perspective. And, of course, if you have comments and questions, please call in.
Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, all black, all news, all you. Chicago's Black Business Radio Network. All black, all news, all you.
Okay. The call-in number is 347-855-8603. Again, that's 347-855-8603. And I want to give you my educational perspective. We're starting a new format at Classroom DNA with Phyllis Austin. We will go for approximately 30 minutes with today's topic, and then I will give you my educational perspective on today's topic, kind of like a nugget, something for you to think about. I think it would be more effective when we try to, before we were going, we were doing our shows, there was people complaining there's so much information that it kind of just became too overwhelming. So we're cutting back and giving you little nuggets and to really focus on one topic so you get the full understanding. Okay? And my educational perspective, I want to start off by talking about being misled in education. And misled, you know, you really talk about lying, your child's educational record. And what I wanted to do, I wanted to look up to seven categories of lying. One is error. There could be an error in your child's educational record. It could be something that was omitted, omission, something that is distorted. Okay? As a parent, your child's educational record, you just could be in a state of denial or refusing to acknowledge the truth. There are things probably in your child's educational record. And I don't just mean what's on paper, but when you really take a look at how your child is positioned, their academic standing, you want to make sure that the picture of their academic standing is truthful and correct. So you as a parent have to say, I'm looking at this, is this an error? Has something been omitted? Okay? What knowledge do I have? Or is this just a fabrication? And I will say, unfortunately in education, because of the lack of investment that we require on the part of a parent in public education, we don't really require any type of investment or very little investment, but we expect these enormous gains, the output to be very enormous. I once heard that every crime is a crime of theft. When you murder someone, you rob him of his life. But when you fail to acknowledge the truth about your child's current position, even if it's academic, you rob your child of a chance to reach their greatest potential, their full potential. So you as a parent have been entrusted with the guidance of a spirit, that child towards their purpose, and you have to use truth and wisdom. I'm reminded of the Scottsdale's paradox where it says, you must retain faith that you will prevail in the end regardless of the difficulties. And at the same time, you must confront the most brutal facts of your current reality, whatever they might be. So I'm asking you, as a parent, be honest about your child's current position. Don't allow yourself to be misled because of a grade, whether that grade is A or B or even an F. Understand how the child was assessed. And understand how the child is positioned. Because when you fail to understand how that child's positioned, their true academic record, you rob that child of reaching their full potential. Thank you. And I appreciate you being with us on this episode, this Classroom DNA with Phyllis Austin, as we discuss great grades. But what was behind the A or what is behind the A? I invite you to visit the National Parent Education Center. And if you have a question or a comment, please feel free to contact us. If you need assistance with your child's education, we are always there and willing to help. Until next time on Classroom DNA with Phyllis Austin, Thank you, and goodbye.